With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Still cleaning up in the Baltimore, in the Bay of Baltimore. That's where the accident was last week at the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It was taken out. Most of the vehicles that are still in the water now are cranes and barges as they continue around-the-clock operations to get rid of all the debris and reopen the channel. Meanwhile, a second round of, or a second aid, that is, of the sensitive information belonging to millions of AT&T's current and former customers recently discovered online. AT&T says about 65 million holders and former account holders are affected. United States dismissing as nonsense Russia's allegation that Ukraine is involved in last week's deadly Moscow attack.
The White House said it is abundantly clear that the Islamic State was solely responsible for the concert hall attack that claimed more than 140 lives. National Security spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. even tried to help prevent the terrorist attack. He told reporters that the U.S. passed to Russian security services a written warning of an extremist attack on large gatherings in Moscow. Kirby said it was one of many such warnings provided in advance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, also at SRNnews.com, Wall Street launches into the second quarter of the year on the heels of a stellar first quarter.
The stock market ended the first quarter in record fashion, gaining 47 points. The Dow closed Thursday at a record 39,807, while the NASDAQ ended just below its all-time high. The S&P 500 set another record, and over the first 3 months of the year, the S&P gained an impressive 10.2%. Tech stocks were among the market's best first-quarter performers. Shares of Supermicrocomputer.
That's Rich Thomason reporting, SRN News. Franklin Graham's getting ready to travel again.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Poland next month. Thousands are expected to gather in the city of Krakow on April 13th to hear Graham preach and Christian music stars such as Michael W. Smith perform. The leader of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has already visited Mexico City this year and has a gospel festival slated for September in Italy. Other foreign trips may be added to his schedule later. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another raid on a house church in China. This one, International Christian Concern reports that police in Anhui province arrested nearly 20 people, the second assault on the congregation in 8 weeks. It's officially illegal to worship outside of a state-controlled church in China, and the Communist Party is in the midst of a new crackdown on believers. This is SRN News. Japanese government health officials raided a factory that produces health supplements. They say it killed at least 5 people, hospitalized more than 100 others. The BBC's Michael Duncan reports.
The factory was closed in December, but the government said it decided to carry out the inspection because of the scale of the health problems linked to the supplements. Nearly 700 people in Japan have undergone or have requested treatment. More than 100 are in hospital. And the scandal has spread abroad, with a woman in Taiwan hospitalized with acute kidney failure. Kobayashi says a chemical caused by blue mold may be the source of the problem, but the company's been criticized for waiting until last week to make its concerns public.
Meanwhile, Kobayashi Pharmaceutical, based in the city of Osaka, said about 1 million packages were sold over the past 3 fiscal years. More at SRNnews.com.